Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM in Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. Today's date is the 5th of Muharram, 1444, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 4th of August, 2022. Our topic today is on Ashura. Listeners are advised they can send their questions through to the number 084-786-3132. If you are in a foreign country, the number is +2 784-786-3132. So the number again, 084-786-3132, foreign country, +2 784-786-3132. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan jazakallahu khairan.
We are assuming that the ocean and the sound of the waves is the scene of Mufti Saab's currently while we do this program.
We are in Marisburg, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah, Nahmaduhu, wa nusalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem, amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, last night we had a program here in Mountain Rise, and I stayed here by my niece, my sister's daughter, Brother Yunus Muhammad's place, mashallah. His three sons, two of them finish shifts, the third one is busy, Rayhan, so we call him Aba Rayhan. And mashallah, that everything is going well, and after Zohar we'll leave from here to go back to Durban, inshallah. Tonight our program day in Masjid Mahmood, and that is in Clay Estate, inshallah, Aziz by Maulana Badat, inshallah.
Inshallah. Mufti Saab, as we know, last week we spoke about Muharram. Today our topic is on Ashura. So the first question here is, to a layman, what is referred to when we say Ashura?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. So we see that Ashur means 10. So Ashura will mean the 10th of Muharram. So when we study about the 10th of Muharram, we find that so many people have different understanding of it. But when we study the ahadith in Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, and Nasai, all the books almost, you will find that there is one incident that's mentioned, and that is, we all know Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's name Mubarak and honorable name Musa alayhi salam is mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran. He was dark in complexion, he had sheepish hair, but Almighty Allah elevates him so much that his Nami Ismegrami, his honorable name, is mentioned the most in the noble Quran among all the prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu wassalam. And obviously he wanted justice, but there was a pharaoh and he was a tin-pot dictator. He was drunk with power and he even claimed divinity in the form of humanity. Ana rabbukum al-a'la, I am your supreme being. And he claimed that he is God, Allah forbid. And Almighty Allah gave him wealth, gave him power, gave him so many things. But, you know, he deviated from the right path. Allah Jalla Wala said, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, his honorable name is mentioned 20 times in the noble Quran. The brother of Moses, Aaron, peace be upon him. So nevertheless, then Almighty Allah drowned them, وَأَغْرَقَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَوْمًا, and Almighty Allah rescued, وَأَنْجَى اللَّهُ مُوسَى وَقَوْمًا, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, and their people were rescued, and the Pharaoh and his cronies and so forth drowned. So this happened on the 10th of Muharram, and Nabi Musa alayhi salam kept that day as fasting to thank Almighty Allah that, you know, you rescued us. So from that time onwards, prior to Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salam, the pagan Arabs would attach so much importance to the day of Ashura that we see that the Kiswa, you know, the Ghilaf, they would change it on the 10th of Muharram to show what a holy and sacred day it was. So that's why they used to change the Kaaba, the Ghilaf of the Kaaba, the Kiswa on that day. Then Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak took place, and then they used to fast and so forth. Then on the 10th of Muharram, and initially, then we find when the Master alayhi salatu salam migrated to Medina Munawwara, then the Jews were also fasting. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Nahnu ahaqqu wa awla bi Musa." We are nearer and more deserving of the truth, and we follow the true teachings of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, not that what you have adulterated and brought about additions, omissions, interpolations in the Torah. So that is why we then fast this day of Ashura. But we don't want to imitate you, the Jews and the Jutlas and so forth. So a hadith in Mustad Ahmad, Sumu Yawman Qablahu or Ba'dahu, that you fast one day before it or one day after. So 9 and 10. So for us in South Africa and Southern Africa, Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday. But for majority of the countries of the world, it will be that Ashura will be on Monday. So, you know, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, America, Europe. So most countries of the world. So what will happen is they will fast Sunday, Monday, or Monday, Tuesday. So that is the brief history of the day of Ashura and the 10th of Muharram that is authentic. Then we must not confuse issues that there is the ahadith and the virtues of it. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's two ahadith are mentioned. One we mentioned last week, but we repeat it now. This is for the whole month, the entire month of Muharram. Afdalu siyam ba'da siyami Ramadan shahrullah al-Muharram. The best fast to keep in the 11 months after the compulsory fast or mandatory fast of Ramadan is the fast of Muharram, Shahrullah, the month of Almighty Allah, to elevate its rank and status. The month of Muharram, the hadith is authentic, mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and that is for the entire month. Then specifically for day of Ashura, there's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Ibn Majah, various compilations. Inni ahtasibu alallah ayyukaffira sanat allati qabla, that 1 year's sins will get forgiven, the previous year's sins. So that is as far as the reward goes. So till there, we are unanimous and there are no two different opinions.
Mufti Saab, just a question on Muharram. We know that it's an honorable month. So how do we actually honor this month?
Remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of the Pharaoh in so many verses, him and Nabi Musa alayhi salam, because the minds of the people were enslaved, you know, because he was ruling over them. And Almighty Allah, after drowning the Pharaoh, as mentioned in the Noble Quran in various places, then Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah Yunus, verse number 92, فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنَ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً, that we have preserved and your body, that is the body of the Pharaoh, you will see it there in the Pharaonic Museum, is mummified, so that it will be a lesson for humanity and posterity. So it shows that from that time, Nabi Musa alayhi salam's time, the body of the Pharaoh is there, the one who claimed divinity. So what we do is we practice on the Quran Sharif, we practice on the Sunnah Mubarakah. Ulaika alladhina hadallah, these are the prophets and messengers, fabihudahu muqtadi, so you must follow in their footsteps and you must follow them. So imagine in this verse here, Allah Jalla Wala is commanding Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must follow them. So when that is for the Master alayhi salatu salam, then me and you, dalalatun nas, what we call, but tariqa ula, so definitely we have have to follow the Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam first and foremost, and then the other prophets and messengers. Chapter number 6, Surah An'am, verse number 90. And thereafter, remember that all the virtues that we mentioned, so all that will be guiding lights for us. And our Islamic calendar that is mentioned in Surah 9, verse 36, Minha arba'atun hurum, from the 12 lunar months, that 4 are sacred months. So this is the meaning of sacred. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ, don't commit vices and sins. So inshallah, the good deeds we do during this month of Muharram, or the month of Zulhijjah, Zulqa'dah, or Rajab that's coming still, so all matillah will multiply it many, many fold inshallah. So the reward will also be greater, because it is a sacred month and the holy month. So end of the day, we must stay away, al-ijtinab anil ma'asi, stay away from all vices and sins, and then we must fulfill all the good deeds and so forth.
Mufti Saab, there are other things that people have been sending messages that Adam alayhi salam was born on this day, and various other aspects. Are these narrations true?
Remember that Sheikh Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Delwi Rahimahullah wrote a book, it is in Arabic, Ma Sabata Bi Sunnah Fi Ayyami Sana. Remember the book's name, very good. Ma Sabata Bi Sunnah Fi Ayyami Sana. In Urdu it is translated, I have the Arabic and Urdu, Mu'min Ke Ma Wasal. So it shows that for a true believer, that what should be done during the year, so for every month, the do's and the don'ts. So you will find when I came here to Lanesia, you know, 2001, January, so with Allah's help, Allah's favor, so on a masjid board, I used to see all this. So I called the imam and told him that, why are you writing all this? So he looked at me, I told him, none of this is authentic. Besides that of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, and there is one hadith in Musnad Ahmad, wastawat al-judi, that the safina, the boat, and you know, they say Noah and the ark. So the ark, the boat, the ship, or that, it settled there at Judi. So that you can still say it happened, and on the 10th of Muharram we have reference for it, and in Musnad Ahmad. But everything else, remember, is more Shia propaganda than anything else. I give you 5-6 incidents. They will tell you that Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam was born on this day, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam was saved on this day, then they will tell you the first blade of grass grew on this day, the first rain came on this day, the day of Qiyamah, the day of justice will occur on this day. When I came to Lens, and then I looked at some of the books that are written by the ulama, the syllabus, and so I saw this also. So I brought it to their attention and told them that this is not authentic. Some senior ulama also have written it in Urdu, that Qiyamat Ashura Ke Roz Hoga, that meaning that on the 10th of Qiyamat, 10th of Muharram, Qiyamat will occur. So I said, Manitta'a Shay'an Fa'alehi Dalil. If you claim something, you wrote something, then you have to corroborate and substantiate it with the evidence. Wa'idh Laysa Fa'alehsa. And if you don't have evidence in Quran Sharif, you don't have evidence in the authentic Sunnah, you don't have evidence among Sahaba, nothing, then obviously that is not true. Because why? Quran Sharif states, La ta'atikum illa baghta, that Qiyamah will come to you suddenly. وَفِيهِ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ, it will occur on a Friday. But which Friday? Only Almighty Allah knows. But to say 10 Muharram, then it means people know already. So therefore, so we must always, especially Muharram time, Ashura time, draw a clear dichotomy, a clear distinction between us, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and you must remember the Ahlul Shia, the Kufar Shia, and so forth. Once I had a debate with a Shia, he's considered like one of the leading scholars. When I asked him that, what you have to say of Ashura, he says the whole thing of Ashura only became important because of the martyrdom and Shahadat of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Meaning, that we say Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, tomorrow is Yawm al Jumu'ah, the day of Friday.
Gee.
So tonight a Muslim, Muslimah passes away. Tomorrow somebody passes away. What Iman, Islam? We will say Allah elevated that person, that he or she passed away with Iman on the night of Friday or the day of Friday. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tawaffahu Allahu yawm al-jumu'ah aw laylataha waqahu Allahu min fitnatil qabr." Who passes away on the night of Friday or the day of Friday with Iman, Islam, Allah will protect that person from the torment, from the punishment of the grave, right? So the hadith is authentic. Tirmidhi Sharif, Sheikh Albani and them also have authenticated this type of hadith. Now we see that a person twists the figures around and the facts around and says, no, Friday became important because he or she passed away and so forth. So that is a distortion of the facts. So similarly, they're not interested in the story of Nabi Musa alayhi salam and the Pharaoh and so forth and so on. They say, the Shias, that the whole importance of Ashura, it came about because of the Shahadat of Sayyidina Hussein, the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. We say this is distorting the facts. That it was great already during the time of Nuh alayhi salam. If you take the hadith mentioned in Mustad Ahmad, was the word al-Judi. And if you take all the hadith mentioned Bukhari, Muslim, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam incident, and further entrenched by the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam, so its significance, importance was well established already. Now the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam's demise takes place in Rabiul Awwal, the 11th year of the Hijrah. Fast forward 50 years. It is Friday, it is the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, it is Maidan al-Tufuf, it is the field and the place of Tufuf. The place is called Karbala in Iraq. I went there personally. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, hadha min fadli Rabbi, hadha rahmatun min Rabbi. So when we go there, we see the place, and obviously it's a tragic, tragic incident. So we say the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, they are Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved Nawasa, the beloved grandsons of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, loved them. They loved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all their virtues are in place. But Allah wanted to elevate them. In the year 4950, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala who passes away. Some ulama wrote 49, some say 50 after Hijrah. And thereafter, on 10 Muharram Friday, the day of Ashura, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is martyred. So Allah is elevating his rank and status. Not the other way around, that Ashura became important. So that is the propaganda of the Kuffar Shia. So we must always draw this distinction. And they rejecting the authentic ahadith of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr of all times, all places, is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. But the Kuffar Shia will say the greatest martyr for all times, all places, is Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. We say besides Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, the martyrdom took place of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So many people were martyred among Sahaba. What about the battles and so forth? So therefore we reject what the claim is of the Kuffar Shia, that Muharram and Ashura becomes important. You see, therefore this leads us to another issue. The 10 days of Muharram, especially the first 10 days, are days of mourning, are days of sadness, of day of crying. Therefore, the Shias will say that you must wear black clothes, you must not eat meat, you must not have nikah, you must not have walima. All this we reject absolutely, totally and completely. We say get married in Muharram. Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the 13th of Muharram, the 7th year after the Hijrah, we find the Battle of Khaybar took place, and remember 15 Sahaba were martyred, more than 90 Jutlas and Jews were dispatched to the hellfire, and we see that after that Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dikar took place with Sayyida Safiya binti Huyay radiallahu ta'ala anha. So how can you say you can't marry in Muharram? So first 10 days you get married, after that you get married, all permissible. So it means that the mourning period in Islam is 3 days only. Yeah, 61 the incident took place. Now we already started 1444. So you say, no, we must carry on with that. That is wrong. Remember, then what about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then what about the Sahaba who are greater than Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, whom they passed away, they were martyred and so forth. Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu ajma'in. So it shows that this has a hidden agenda and an ulterior motive. So therefore, our Sunni brothers, sisters, children must not get caught up in the propaganda of the Shias and these people here, because they were cursed already by Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and in their own books Al-Irshad by Sheikh Mufid, by Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's son and daughter, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's son, Sayyidina Imam Hazrat Zainul Abidin rahimahullah cursed them and told them what Nabi alayhi salam will tell them. Sayyidina Hussein Dillalanu's mother is Fatima al-Kubra, the Sayyida Fatima, the great, great daughter and illustrious daughter of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His daughter's name was Fatima Sughra, the younger Fatima. So remember that she cursed them, and all this is written in the book called Ihtijaj by Tabarasi, all Shia books, and there they admit themselves that qatalna aliyan wa bani aliyin bi suyufin hindiyatin wa rimahi. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Allah forbid. We murdered the son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, Allah forbid. And we used the swords and the spears made from India. So when the person, the mujrim, the criminal confesses, so what bigger dalil and evidence you need after that? And if it was our books, you could say that we are being prejudiced and biased. This is in your books written clearly by your scholars. You call them Allama Tabrasi and so forth. And the book's name is Ihtijaj. I gave you a copy also, Maulana Zaid. Didn't I give you a copy?
Gee, I got it.
Yeah, so there's all the references are all mentioned there and so forth.
Mufti Saab, a question that comes to mind, if we turn to Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 154, Allah says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So if we say Imam Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was martyred, how do we then explain this? That we shouldn't say that person was passed away in Allah's path, don't say that he has passed away.
Remember, yeah, there are three issues. Issue number one is, can we say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein? So the fatwa radiallahu anhuma. So can we use that terms? So the fatwa, the verdict will be, yes, you can use that terms. But is that the real desirable term to use? No. Why? Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during his hayat mubarakah, during his own lifetime, when he referred to his beloved Nawasa, his beloved grandsons, in Arabic you call Sibtu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remember, what did he say? A hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing the Sahaba, his beloved companions, beloved students, and then he looks at Sayyidina Hassan. Now you must know the sequence of events. It is after the Battle of Badr, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu marries Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. He is approximately 25 years old. She is over 15 years old. Alhamdulillah. That Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is almost 25 years old. She is 15 years and 5 months old, 15 and a half years old approximately. And then in the third year, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is born. In the fourth year, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is born. Hence, in the 11th year, when the demise of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes place, then they are 8 and 7 years old respectively. So you are 4 or 5 years old maybe. When he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, addressing the Sahaba radiallahu an, and looking at Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, he is on the member of Masjidun Nabawi, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam uses the word, Inna bani hadha sayyidun, this grandson of mine is a sayyid, is a leader. La allallaha ayyusliha bihi bayna fiyataini azimataini min al-muslimin. Allah will use him to bring about reconciliation in the rank and file of two big groups of the Muslims. And when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was martyred on the 17th of Ramadan, the year 440, then we see he, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, became the Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen for 6 months. And that proves the hadith, Al-Khilafatu Ba'di Salasuna Aman Salasuna Sanatan. So therefore, the Muhaddiqeen and great ulama say, Khulafa'i Rashideen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, 6 months. So that is what makes it 30 years. Then he resigned and he went to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, handed over the khilafat and mantle of leadership. From the year 41, one khalifa, one amirul mu'mineen, one ruler. So he brought about the rank and file. That year 41 is called Amul Jama'ah, the year of reconciliation. So it shows which word did Nabi alayhi salam use there, Sayyid. When we speak about the year after, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hassan wal-Husayn Sayyida Shababi Ahli al-Jannah. That Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Husayn radiallahu anhuma, remember, they are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. So what do we say? We say it's best to say Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Husayn radiallahu anhuma. That is one issue. But we say, if you say Imam, it's permissible. But remember, do not say Imam in the meaning and connotation which the Kuffar Shias believe. I have their books, and that is their belief. They say that the 12 Imams, Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, then Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Baqir, Imam Jafar, and they go on. So you must remember our 12 Imma, Imam Ma'sumin, the infallible 12, as they translate it in English. They elevate them so much, that they are greater than the prophets and messengers, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, and them are great, and then Sayyidina Zainul Abidin, and Hazrat Baqir, Hazrat Jafar, Rahimahullah, they are greater than Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Musa, Nabi Isa. Some are so crazy, they even say greater than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is 100% kufr, and so forth. So therefore, when you use the term Imam, and if you're going to use that connotation, Imam Ma'asum, as the Shias use, then it's not permissible. So our people just say Imam out of love and respect till day, it's fine. But we must know when the Kufar Shia use it, then their connotation and their meaning they understand is something different. So that is one issue. Second issue, to understand Quran Sharif, you quoted Surah 2, verse 154. Quran teaches us one law. Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. So what does Almighty Allah speak about the martyrs in another place of the noble Quran? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah 3. And what is mentioned, I read for you. Surah 3, verse number 169. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. That you must not say that those people, remember, who have passed away and were martyred in the path of Allah, they are dead. So what are they? بَلْ نَيْ أَحْيَاءٌ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. They are there by Almighty Allah, and they are given risk and sustenance and so forth. So that is chapter 3, verse number 169. Then verse 170, فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. They are rejoicing and so happy with the honor that Almighty Allah blessed them and conferred upon them from His grace grace and mercy. They say, Ya Allah, please give us permission. We want to go tell our family members, our friends, and our people we left behind. بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ, that what honor and what great tidings they is for us, those who have not joined them behind them. أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, that Allah Ta'ala told them, no fear for you for the future, no sadness for you regarding the past. Chapter 3, verse 171. يَسْتَبَشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ, that they are rejoicing and they delighted and excited and so happy with the bounties and favors of Allah, with the grace of Allah. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, Allah never wastes the reward of the people of Iman. Now the question, if you use this verse for Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh, then is Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu the only martyr? Was Sayyidina Umar not the martyr? Was Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu not the martyr? Was Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's father, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, not the martyr? Was Sayyidina Hamza the uncle of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu? Because Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's father is Abu Talib. Abu Talib died a non-Muslim. Is dispatched to Jahannam, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Quran speaks of it. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, you cannot give guidance to whom you love. Only Almighty Allah gives guidance to whomsoever He wishes. And then remember that Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, he is martyred. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the title Sayyidu Shuhada. And Sahih Hadith, authentic Hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. So how come all the other martyrs we are forgetting and we only remember Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu? So that shows that Dal mein kuch kala hai. It shows there's some hidden agenda and ulterior motive, because they themselves, on the one side, they say, كلهم كفروا وارتدوا إلا أربعة أو خمسة أو ستة, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. نَقْلَ kufr kufr nabashin, نَقْلُ الْكُفْرِ لَيْسَ بِكَافِرِينَ, they themselves, the kuffar Shia, say then sahaba 99% 98% of them became murtad and left the fold of Islam and so forth. Few of them, 4, 5, 6, 8 like that, plus minus, all they were Muslim. So it shows, therefore, then they make all these kind crazy statements.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you back to this program on Ashura. Mufti Saab, the next question is, when we say that with regards to the spending and the cooking special meals on Ashura, is this authentic?
Remember that regarding Ashura, there are three things that we, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, should do. Number one, fasting, that is authentic. Either you fast good, better, best. The person keeps one fast, so remember the fast will be valid, but it's makruh and undesirable to do that. Better, you keep two fasts, 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th, so that is much better and much more desirable. You keep all three fasts, that will be excellent. Good, better, best. So that's number one. Number two, when you open Tirmidhi Sharif, you will find these words there regarding Ashura. Taballahu fihi ala qawm, wa yatubu fihi ala qawmin akharin. On this day of Ashura, Allah Jalla Wala accepted the tawbah and repentance of a people. So who Allah Ta'ala accepted? Bani Israel, the Israelites. They are leaders without a shadow of doubt. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, 136 times his honorable name mentioned in the Noble Quran. And Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Aaron, peace be upon him, 20 times his nami, his honorable name mentioned in the Noble Quran. So they, the people, their tawbah, the masses, remember their tawbah was accepted. Then great tidings for me and you, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ, that the du'as of people in the latter generations, when they cry, they beg, they petition Almighty Allah, then their du'as will also be accepted, their tawbah will be accepted, and repentance accepted by Almighty Allah. Hadith in Tirmidhi. daily. So the night of Muharram, the 10th, the day of Muharram, the Ashura day, is not day for festivity and picnic and joy and have a big joll and a party and a carnival atmosphere must prevail. No, that's the wrong end of the stick. Third one is a tawsi'a al-iyal, which means that you spend a little bit more on your family and so forth. First and foremost, this hadith is very, very weak. Understand that. It's not 100% authentic. But it is a weak hadith, but it is in fadail and virtues, so therefore ulama say it is acceptable. We also speak about it, but we must say this as well, that from a hadith perspective, is not 100% sahih hadith, it is a weak hadith and is mentioned in Mishkat and Bayhaqi and various scholars. Then you will find one mistake also there, that in our copies, that ones that are printed in Pakistan, India, that you will see is written there, وَقَالَ Sufyan Thawri. That Sufyan Thawri said, جَبَّبَنَاهُ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ كَذَلِكَ. That we tried it like this and we found it like that. It's not Sufyan Thawri, it's Sufyan bin Uyayna. Therefore, in life, when you want to make tahqiq and research, then always go to the original works, not the secondary works, because then you find mistakes. So remember Allama Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, the student of Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, who himself is a student of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. So he, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, rahimahullah, writes in Lataiful Ma'arif, which is a masterpiece book. So there he writes, وَقَالَ Sufyan bin Uyayna. Sufyan bin Uyayna was one of the greatest teachers of Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. So remember that he said, فَجَرَّبْنَاهُ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ كَذَلِكَ. That we tried this on many, many occasions on the night of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, the day, 10th of Muharram during the day. We spend a little bit more on our wives, children, parents, whatever you. Then that year, Almighty Allah made our risk, our sustenance very, very easy. And the year we didn't do, then it became a bit constrained and difficult. So that is what is meant by this. Now look at the words, Man wasa ala iyalihi yawma Ashura. Who increases the risk and sustenance upon his family. So South Africa, Tuesday is Ashura. So Monday night, the night of Ashura, you spend a little bit more on your wife, children and so forth. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make your risk easy for you. But you see that people today, they have that secular mind. They have the capitalistic mind. How we can use Islam for commercial purposes, make maximum amount of money and profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So they found a niche in the market. And what is that? They said, oh, that is sunnah to give Muharram gift and Ashura gift. This definitely is not sunnah. You want to give a gift, Maulana Zahid, that or today, tomorrow, we got no objection on that. I want to give a gift. You want to give a gift. Anybody. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Bayhaqi, sahih, authentic hadith, tahadu tahabu, give gifts to one another, that will generate mutual love. Now you take husband, wife. You know sometimes there are arguments, disagreement, and it happens. فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذْهِبُ الْضَغَائِنِ. When you give gifts to one another, it removes. تو قدورت قدور کرتی ہے. That's an excellent word in translation. That it removes the malice and rancor and hatred and misunderstanding and all. So that can be done anytime. To emphasize and link it to Ashura, we don't have basis for that. So we will say it is not a sunnah that we must give gifts now to our father-in-law and this one and in-laws and outlaws and this one. And so that the businessmen push that agenda for their own hidden agenda and their own ulterior motive. So we must be clear on that issue there. So it means to spend. Spend means that on the meals and so forth. Now if you take a person like me, leave everybody else. I'm eating chicken every day. I'm eating so much every day. So that when I weigh myself nowadays, it's 100 kilos or 99 kilos or somewhere there around there. So if you really want to do something, then people are so poor. So take that money and spend on them. Not we have called now this one, and we say, let's have a big braai, let's have a big jol, let's have a big carnival attitude and atmosphere, and we're practicing on the hadith. The hadith don't speak of that. That is the figment of our own imagination. So we must remember that for Ashura, three things are mentioned. One is siyam and fasting, one is tawbah, and one is we spend a little bit extra for our wives, our children, maybe parents, siblings, like that. But not just gifting here, gifting there, and so forth. And then on top of it, we say that sunnah, that is objectionable.
Mufti Sahib, a person has many qada fasts. Should he still keep these fasts?
Remember, we always say that Almighty Allah will never question you why you never read Tahajjud Salat, or you never read Ishraq Salat, or Salatul Duha, Jash Namaz, or Awabin. But the hadith in Tirmidhi, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِالْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. The first thing Allah will question us on the day of reckoning is our salat, meaning the first salat. From the time we became baligh and mature, we obtained the age of puberty till now. How many fajr salat we missed? How many asr we missed? Okay, so all people read most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time. Maghrib they read, but take the other salats. So we have to work out each one, and qaza is compulsory. So life is all about al-aham fal-aham, the law of priority. But the ummah today, they love to do nafil actions, voluntary actions. Why? Because it massages our ego. It's an ego booster, you see. Then they, when they just see a dream, they'll see roosters then. So remember that they say, I'm also a busruk now. So that is how they get fooled. Satan, Lucifer, then deceives them. So we must always worry of our farai is first. Now bring the same analogy for fasting. People love it. I want to fast on a Monday, Thursday, 13, 14, 15th of the lunar Islamic month. Fasting Ashura. Very good. We got no objection. But Baji, oh Kala, oh Masi, from the time you got baligh and mature till now, how many qaza fasts you got? Because you must, because of sickness, illness, because of menses, because of nifas, postnatal, because of breastfeeding. So you will see it goes to 50, 100, 200. So when the qaza will take place of all that? And the hadith teaches us, we must be clear on this issue. مَنْ لَمْ يُبَيِّتِ السِّيَامِ مَنْ لَمْ يُبَيِّتِ السِّيَامِ فَلَا سِيَامَ لَهُ. That the hadith is mentioned in Bulughul Maram, Mishkan Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. For qaza, salat, and so forth. Tomorrow I want to keep qaza. Saturday I want to keep qaza. Sunday I want to keep qaza. You must make intention during the course of the night. After Maghrib, after Isha, you wake up 3, 4 o'clock, 4:30, and you have your pre-dawn meal. So that already is your intention. So intention means in your heart. So once you made intention for qaza, then you can't make multiple intentions. You see, our people love to short-circuit the system. So what they will do, I'm fasting tomorrow, qada. I'm just giving an example. That I'm not going to fast because I'm on a journey and there's 101 towers and what and what. So the point I'm making that tomorrow, for example, I'm fasting qada. But now I want to short-circuit the system. I say, no, it is for qada and it is for Muharram. So Monday, Tuesday, wherever you are now is Ashura. So most places, Monday is Ashura. South Africa, Southern Africa, India, Pakistan, Mauritius is Tuesday. So we say, okay, I will keep qada and I'll keep Ashura. You can't do that. So you must keep qada only. You can't multiply and make multiple intentions and so forth. So these are issues we must be clear with. This is called tafaqquh fi deen, to understand deen profoundly, thoroughly and properly.
Mufti Sahib, especially in this month of Muharram, there is so much of Shia propaganda. We cannot identify what is authentic, what is not. What is the advices of Mufti Sahib regarding this?
Remember, the Shia propaganda is this. They write in their books that if you have a bath and so forth on the day of Ashura, the night of Ashura, you will never fall sick. If you put medicine or you put surma, antimony, kuhul in your eyes will never pain. They tell you that you must wear black clothes. They will tell you that you must hit yourself and so forth. If you go to Baghdad, if you go to Iran, you go to Pakistan, you come to South Africa, some areas. So remember, they reenact the whole thing, and they say this is done to show our love for Ahlul Bayt, that they will remove their shirt or their kurta and they will be topless, the men, you know, their back and their chest all will be open, and then they will take chains, they will take this, they'll hit themselves. We say all this here is haram, because remember, your book by Sheikh Irshad, by Sheikh Mufid, the book's title is Irshad. In there it's written, I read the text for you. Inna al-Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi. That he cursed the Shias before his martyrdom on 10th Muharram, because they deserted him, they joined the rank and file of the enemy, and they were the ones who murdered Sayyidina Hussein and martyred Sayyidina Hussein, and he then curse them and so forth. So this is a result of the curse, that they hit themselves and they cry and put up all this here. So it has become a big spectacle, like, you know, movies are made, books are written, and the aim is to make you cry. And they say, no, this is the love for Ahlul Bayt. A person tells his wife, oh my darling, oh my honey, I love you, I this and that. But he himself, he injures his wife, he hits her and assaults her. So what type of love is that now? So you yourself, you're saying you love Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. When Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was martyred, did Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein do all these type of things? Did they? He went to make peace with Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. That is what Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala did. So it shows that is the lesson we must learn, not the propaganda of the Shias and so forth. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sahaba used to say, our function is ittabi'u, follow. Wala tabtadi'u, and don't bring about innovations and all these type of things. Then they give water out. They say, Sabil, Sabil, Sabil. They say, why? Because Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu and Ahlul Bayt and the people died of thirst and so forth. But you giving out water now and wasting water, how is that going to help Sayyidina Hussein and that? You don't. So we say we believe in Isali Sawab, but the intention you are doing it with, that intention is wrong. So we must know what is ittiba. Go into the philology of the word of ittiba. It is the cow. The cow gives birth to the calf. So that calf is called tabi'. If it's a masculine, feminine, tabi'a. So remember that. So how that child, that calf follows the mother everywhere. So we have to follow the laws of Almighty Allah. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَكِهِمْ عَذَابُ الْجَحِيمُ. Almighty Allah teaches us in the noble Quran that people must follow the laws of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and not go follow what we feel like and what we want to do and so forth and so on. That is not deen of Islam. That is following our own whims and fancies and desires. So we must be clear on that issue as well. Second one, and if you want a reference of the verse here, so I give you the reference as well. Chapter number 41, and وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابُ الْجَحِيمُ. So you will see that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us that we must be the one to follow the path of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Surah 40, verse number 7. Then Surah, so follow what Allah commanded us. Then Surah 3, verse 31. You will see everywhere the word ittiba comes. So فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chapter 3, verse 31. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, your sins get forgiven. Thereafter, whom must you follow? Follow Sahaba. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. So follow the Sahaba, the first and the foremost, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, Amir Muawiyah. So all of them are Sahaba, so follow them. And وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, those who follow them, remember with sincerity, for them there is ذَلِكَ فَوْزُ الْعَظِيمِ, the supreme success, chapter 9, verse 100. Then besides Almighty Allah, besides Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, besides the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then follow who? Chapter 31, verse 15. And that is وَالتَّبِيعِ, see again the word اتِّبَاكِ, سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ, chapter 31 verse 15, follow the path of those who turn to me, the awliyaullah and so forth, not those who are having a big jawl and a party and all, and saying that this is for the love of Ahlul Bayt and we are feeling the pain of Sayyidina Hussein. If Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was here today and we see what the Shias are doing, do you think Sayyidina Hussein will approve of that? Definitely not. So that is what we should understand. Our deen is complete. The function we have to do is ittiba, that is to follow, emulate and imitate what command Allah Jalla Wala gave us, what Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, what the Sahaba, beloved students, companions of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, what the Awliyaullah taught us. And in fiqh and jurisprudence, we follow the four schools, the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's and Hanafi's. So that is the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Mufti Sahib, as a last question, can a person who is from the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah wear black in the month of Muharram?
No, not permissible. مَنْ تَشَبَّى بِقَوْمٍ فَوَ مِنْهُمْ, when you start wearing black, you're imitating, you must remember, that the Shias and so forth. Yes, our mothers, sisters, they wear the black burqa, the black niqab, the black hijab. That is throughout the year. So if they wear it, it's permissible. But me and you, we don't wear black. But now in Muharram, we want to wear black. We say, no, I'm feeling very sad. What happened in Karbala? So that's not permissible. That year, then this imitating the Kufar Shia. When I went, last point, when I went to Karachi, Pakistan in 74, then Muharram came. What we saw, we couldn't believe, but we had to see it with our own eyes. The bioscopes and the cinemas, they put black deck cloth around the cinema. First 10 days, all bioscope cinemas closed. Well, we never ever went, alhamdulillah, to all this. But from outside, you can see you're passing with a taxi and rickshaw and so forth. So the tuk-tuk, they call rickshaw. So you ask them, why, what's happening? He say, no, ye bhi ro raha hai. Then the cinema is crying. He say, kyun ro raha hai? He say, Hazrat Hussein, Imam Hussein ki shahadat ho gayi. Now you tell me what a mockery that is now. And they put a black whole thing around the cinema and bioscope and so forth. So that definitely got nothing to do with Islam. It's all shaitaniyat and so forth. Inshallah, tonight we will be there in Masjid Mahmood, this in Clay Estate. New Masjid, mashallah. The Maulana Badats are there, the two brothers. So inshallah, Jamaat is 7:15. I'm still in Marisburg after Zohar, inshallah, Al-Aziz. I'll leave from here to go back to Durban. Barakallahu feek. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.